What about fulvestrant in premenopausal women who've been made postmenopausal with an LHRH agonist?
I think that's a very reasonable use of the drug. There's no real reason not to use it, except for there's no data. So I wouldn't use it in a menstruating premenopausal woman. But I think if the woman is menopausal for whatever reason, it's reasonable to use fulvestrant.
I guess the scenario that you see a lot of times, though, would be a woman who maybe got tamoxifen as adjuvant therapy, and now they've had a relapse, premenopausal patient, still menstruating, so they have their ovaries suppressed. Once their ovaries suppressed, people then often will add in an AI.
Right.
And then at some point, they're going to get worse again.
And what do you do on progression?
Right. Obviously, you're going to stop the AI, but should you stop the ovarian suppression or just keep it going and, again, add in the fulvestrant?
If you're going to go on to fulvestrant, you should keep it going. If you're going to go on to chemotherapy, we don't know that it needs to
Sure. What has been seen in terms of side effects and toxicity with fulvestrant?
It's pretty well tolerated. Other than injection site problems, the only other side effect is hot flashes, really.
Any sense about how those hot flashes compare, say, with what you see with tamoxifen?
I think they're probably pretty similar. Remember, by the time women have gone on fulvestrant, they've pretty much adjusted to menopause and hot flashes, so it's not a huge issue.